I just want to recap to see what's happened so far. So you remember long ago, the Buddha was staying in the Jetta Grove in Anathapindika's park. In the early morning, he robed himself, took his bowl, and he went to the great city of Shravasti nearby to beg his food. He found probably a quiet, shady spot. He had his meal, maybe a little rest, and then returned to the Jetta Grove, washed his feet, and then sat upright, fully aware. Others would have been around, gathering around. There would have been a gathering of monks and bodhisattvas. And I envisage this part of the sutra as a sort of darshan moment, as they say, taking darshan of the teacher. And after a while in this assembly, one of the Buddha's great disciples, Subhuti, comes to that gathering and sits with them. And then he rises, adjusts his robe, goes down on his right knee, and with folded hands expresses his wonder at the Buddha's great kindness, the way the Buddha has helped and favoured those who follow the Dharma, the bodhisattvas. And out of that feeling of wonder and gratitude and appreciation, a question arose. Subhuti asked about how bodhisattvas should stand, how progress, how grow, and how they should take hold of their minds. In other words, how someone who is committed to the spiritual life should live. And the Buddha is very pleased with the question. He says, "Yes, Subhuti, you've spoken very well. It's true that I have helped and favoured the bodhisattvas with the highest help." And he approves very much of Subhuti's question, and he asks him to listen well. And he tells him about the bodhisattva, how the bodhisattva gives birth to the great bodhicitta, the motivation, the urge to lead all beings to nirvana. But then he says that bodhisattva, although leading all beings to nirvana, no being has been led to nirvana. The bodhisattva has no perception of a being, a self, an essence, and so on. Wouldn't be a bodhisattva if he had such a perception. He then went on to talk about the bodhisattva's practice of dana, generosity. And we looked at the bodhisattva's whole life, all his practice, in terms of generosity on different levels. But the Buddha pointed out that the bodhisattva's generosity is unsupported. He has no perception of a thing. He's unsupported by sense objects, unsupported by anything. And because of this unsupported, notionless giving, the body of merit, the heap of merit that he creates, is as vast as space. And his discourse, his dialogue with Subhuti just goes on to how a bodhisattva sees the Buddha, not through his marks. A bodhisattva sees the true Buddha reality, as we might call it, as a no possession of no marks. But just in case, we might be tempted to form a notion that is nihilistic. In fact, the Buddha, the last words are, one views the Tathagata from no marks as marks. Subhuti is deeply impressed by the teaching, deeply moved, and then feels concern for the future. For the beings of the future, will they understand in those difficult times in the future? And the Buddha's reply is unequivocal. There will be beings in the future. Bodhisattvas will have the qualities to understand. They will develop the one mind of serene faith on hearing the sutra. The Buddha knows them, these beings who've planted roots of merit, not just under one Buddha, but under hundreds of thousands of Buddhas. They won't have a perception of beings, persons, selves, or even the flow of dharmas, of conditions, of phenomena. They won't even have a perception of a no-dharma. All perceptions are dissolved.